Welcome to KBAA's Talking Politics, a weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. This week, we've brought a familiar voice and contributor back to KBIA, Dr. Terry Smith. Dr. Smith is a regular political commentator for radio and television stations and is a political science professor at Columbia College. Today, Dr. Smith tells us how the 2016 presidential election is shaping up and what some of the major differences are between the 2012 and the 2016 presidential race.
Since we last chatted about a year ago, the 2016 campaign has moved into high gear, and there's still a year to go before the election, which is a geological age in politics. Compared to the 2012 presidential election, how have the fundamentals changed? I asked one of my good sources, a conservative independent, for his views, and here are the highlights of our conversation. An obvious difference is that no incumbent will be running. That's a good thing for the out party. In the last 80 years, of the 11 incumbents seeking re-election after a full term, only two lost, Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush. So we have a wide open race, like we did in 2008 and 2000. Nothing significant has changed about campaign finance law since 2012, so the donor class just keeps getting more influential. The Electoral College calculus is unchanged. Any Democratic candidate is far closer to the magic 270 in locked-down states than any Republican is. My conservative friend and I disagree on the impact of technology. He thinks Republicans have caught up. I think Democrats are still ahead. Technology made a big difference, especially in turnout in 2008 and 2012. We agree that two fundamentals are different from 2012. One is that the country is more polarized and voters are angrier. The other is that the Democratic farm system is as weak as it has been in a long time. In 2014, the GOP continued its off-year assault on state legislatures and governorships and is in better shape at this level than at any time since the 1920s. This won't matter in 2016, but it will definitely matter in 2026. We agree that the candidates who have the best organization usually prevail. Good organization produces early delegate commitments, and ultimately, the votes of one half plus one of the delegates at the convention is all that matters. This means that, barring some unforeseen catastrophe, Clinton will continue her colorless but inexorable march to the nomination. She has by far the best organization of any Democrat. The best organized Republican is Bush, but his candidacy is so far disappointing. Too many mistakes and not enough passion. Good organization is necessary, but not sufficient. Both of us believe that the current celebrity GOP candidates will eventually flame out, and a few fairly traditional candidates will fight it out for the nomination. We looked into our crystal ball about this, and it said, ask again in January. Gee, thanks for all the help. When I track down my liberal source, I'll let you know what he has to say about this crazy election. This is Terry Smith.
For all the coverage on the upcoming elections, both nationally and locally, you can check back at kbia.org for all the information. Thanks so much to Dr. Smith for joining us on this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.